Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
So let us go to the world of Malbec in France, which is in a region called Cahors.
Cahors.
C-A-H-O-R.
In
the southwest of
France. Let us go then, you and I.
Yes.
I had the chance to taste the 2011 Clos la Coutale Cahors. This wine is majority Malbec. I believe it's 85 Malbec, 15 Merlot. Cahors used to be known as the black wine of the Southwest. So this is not your South American Malbec.
Right.
Although I think over the years, and particularly in this vintage, it's become a little more globalized. It's not quite as rough and tumble as it used to be.
Right. It used to be very challenging. These were really intense
wines. Well, tanny. They say dark in color. That's the black wine. Lots and lots of tannin. Mm-hmm. Really chewy. One of those, your teeth turn purple at the first spit.
It was not a huge favorite back in the day.
Very rustic.
Mm-hmm.
It still definitely has the tannins. It's still dark and intense. But I think the edges have softened a little bit. It's much more approachable for the global palate. I still like it with something like sausages, something that's going to be a little bit fatty to cut through the tannins. But I think this is a gorgeous example of what good Cahors is. I'm not sure that there are that many on the market, really. This is the one that would be my go-to. It runs around $16. Give it a chance.
You know, tell me that Cahors sales have not increased dramatically because of Malbec being rediscovered in Argentina, and everybody says, wow, I really want to try French Malbec. And I'm sure Cahors sales have increased dramatically because of that.
Right. And people forget, too, that Malbec was always used in Bordeaux as a blending grape, but this is where it stars on it. Almost always on its own. This one has a little Merlot in it.
Now, the 2010 Palmina Arnaiz from Santa Ynez,
California. From rustic to delicate.
Exactly. Well, not so delicate. It's a slightly bigger, bolder version of Arnaiz with a little bit more fruit. It's not quite as lacy as its Italian cousin, but I have to say, this is a wonderful change from usual white wines. It had good, hefty fruit. It was really a well-made wine, and at $18 a bottle, it's about two-thirds the price of one from Piemonte, and I have to say, this was a very, very nice surprise. I enjoyed this a lot. And as I say, it's a bigger version of the Piemonte favorite and lots of fruit. Very, very solidly made. And
tell us again where this is from.
This is the 2010 Palmina Arnaiz from Santa Ynez, just over the mountains from Santa Barbara. And it is hot in Santa Ynez. And this should be blousy, and it's not. I was really pleasantly surprised.
I love Arnaiz.
I do, too.
Love it.
I do, too. And they're doing a nice job with it in California, as well as, of course, in Piemonte. So, for Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.